I assume that that will end soon, but that's not me talking right now, just to avoid any confusion. All right, good night.
Racial kind of big brother thing going on here, okay? Real mushy liberal stuff. Right. A show with meaning, yeah. A show with relevance to the social problems of today, right. Mary Tyler Moore kind of Norman Lear, yeah, right. You got it. Liberal bullshit, okay. Annie, listen to me. That isn't the whole thing. Annie, follow me, all right? You listening? Okay, now, top floor of the building, we got the whorehouse here, all right? Booker's going up and down the stairs all time of night and day, falling over the kid with the wheelchair, sticking lollipops in his mouth, patting him on the head, cute stuff like that, sweet stuff, light humor, family humor, something for everybody, all right? Okay, now, ground floor of the building, gay health club, okay? We got the homos working out with the weights, building up the pectoral. pectoral muscle. You see what I'm saying here, hon? We got everything here. We got the beefcake here doing sit-ups. We got the cheesecake up here doing push-ups. You got me? Something for everybody. Wait. Now, listen. Honey, you still there? All right, now listen. One more apartment. Teenage kid lives with his mother, all right? This is kind of the humor of the show. Kid wants to kill everybody in New York City, all right? Hey, so, like, one week he makes an atom bomb in his bedroom. The next week he puts LSD in the water supply of the city. Then he derails a subway car. Who knows? He starts sniping from his bedroom. Crazy stuff, funny stuff, hilarious stuff. We'll call the show Upstairs, Downstairs. What do you think about that? Huh? Who's PBS? Fuck PBS. Those are little people. They don't count. We'll buy the title off of them. Listen, Ani, what are you busting my balls on this thing for, huh? Listen, yeah, Ani, that was 2 years ago. Listen, Ani, I don't want to hear about it, all right, Ani? Ani, this is a great idea. This is a great project. We should do it. Listen, Ani. I got to call on the other line. I got to get off. I'll talk to you next week. I got to get off the phone. I'll talk. Ani, I love you, Ani. I know you love me. Ani, I'm getting off the, Ani, goodbye.
You are my cornhead mate, but Bella, we share this human state. Well beyond our own dimension, not our design intention. Primat, your cone is shivering in the light.
Bella, I'll fly the sensor range tonight.
Don't want to hold my cone alone.
You don't have to hold.
Understand this planet, the way these humans love to ram it.
I much prefer the senso rings and all the timeless joy they bring.
My conehead love is interstellar.
Oppenheimer, Edward Teller.
Our home on Remulac is distant. My conehead rule has low resistance.
Bye.
The fire occurred while the astronauts were in the spacecraft. wonderful job for you, Mr. President. And one of these days,
collection of the writings of various astronauts and lots of pictures taken from outer space. And the astronauts weren't really writers, so what they said were things like, wow, this is unbelievable, this is amazing, really huge. And one of them wrote, you know, I never knew what round was until I saw the round, round Earth turning in space. And why call it Earth when it's mostly water? With just little bits of land where the animals and the people are. But the two things they all agreed on were, one, nobody is up there watching us. And two, we're not the last survivors of life in a dying universe. They all thought that we're the very first. And maybe that's why we're so philosophical and so lost. The first real voyager into cyberspace was Richard Milhouse Nixon. And it happened the day he took the country off the gold standard and cut the ties forever between gold and money, between the Earth and cyberspace, leading the way into a world that becomes more and more abstract, flatter and flatter, more and more made of numbers, more and more invisible.
Thank you. the means. Two wrongs make a right. I should come first, and this nation second.
Service locator signal.
I'd rather not know.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Roberto, I told you before that this thing doesn't, because there's no, you know.
In all of my years of public life, I have never obstructed justice. I burn everything I've got.
Come, son. Roberto, this is for eyes only. Our eyes. This is for eyes only. our eyes.
The tapes were not destroyed.
How's that? Is that reading like it getting anywhere that you can see?
Okay. Hey, you're better looking than I am. Say it. Blonde, they say put it down. Put it down.
Camera in case the lights go out. Or did you get it from it? From it? Is that an NBC?
This is the camera.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's an NBC camera, I presume.
Standard joke.
Let me see that. Get these lights properly.
Yes, sir.
My eyes always have a little fine. If you get past 60, that's enough. Thanks. My friend Ollie always wants to take a lot of pictures. I'm afraid he'll catch me picking my nose. He wouldn't print that, would you, though, Ollie? Yeah. Now, you can take a long shot, but that's enough, right? I guess I can see it. you want a level, don't you?
Yes, yes.
Good evening. This is the 37th time I have spoken to you from this office, where so many decisions have been made that shaped the history of our nation. Any more? Each time, I have done so to discuss with you some matter that I believe affected the national interest.
Raising $1 million is no problem, but it's wrong.
Ollie, no, only the CBS crew now is to be in this room during this. Only the crew. No, there will be no picture. No, after the broadcast. You've taken your picture. Did you take one just now? That's it. Because, you know, we don't want to, we didn't let the press take one, so you take it.
Okay.
Just take it right now. This is right after the broadcast. You got it?
Oh, yes.
Come on.
Would you also tell Mr. Nixon that I,
Okay. Okay, fine.
All right.
All right, fine.
Oh, yes.
That was what was on that tape.
I'm not going to make the other photographers mad by giving you too many. That's enough, okay? Now, all Secret Service, is there any Secret Service in the room? Out. You don't have to stay, do you? You're required to?
I'm just kidding you.
I was trying to get through the wall.
Sound convincing. That's just the way I talk.
Well, actually, Mr. President, the raising $1 million part was very convincing. But it's wrong part that needs some work.
I see.
Just relax, Mr. President. You'll do fine.
Well, to be perfectly honest, I am a little nervous. I'm not used to talking into a microphone that I can see.
Forget the microphone, Mr. President. Just pretend you're back in the Oval Office having a casual conversation.
How do you expect me to forget about the microphone if you want me to pretend I'm back in the Oval Office? Can't we camouflage it somehow, wrap vines around it or something?
I don't think so, Mr. President. That's a boom mic. They're pretty hard to hide. Just place yourself in my hands and let me do all the work. I've been doing this sort of thing for years.
For other presidents?
No, I used to produce Babbo commercials for HR back in J. Walter. Okay, Mr. President, now let's try it again. Stand by. March 21st, meeting with John Dean. Take 377.
Raising $1 million is no problem. But it's wrong. How was that?
Better, Mr. President, but not quite indignant enough. Try hitting the word wrong a little harder, but it's wrong.
But it's wrong.
Okay, let's try it again. Stand by. March 21st, meeting with John Dean. Take 378.
Raising $1 million is no problem, but it's wrong.
I have an idea, Mr. President. You got that raising $1 million part down pretty well, and we really don't need it because it's on the original, so why don't we just concentrate on that, but it's wrong. Now remember, you're the President of the United States, the highest office holder in the land.
The most powerful man in the world.
That's right, elected to the presidency in a landslide.
Second largest in history.
Right, and you're sitting in the Oval Office, and your chief counsel has just informed you that you're being blackmailed to the tune of $1 million. Okay, let's go. Stand by, March 21st, meeting with John Dean, Wildline, page 379.
Raising $1 million is no problem.
Mr. President...
I know, but it's wrong. I just forgot.
Okay, let's try it again. Stand by, March 21st, meeting with John Dean.
Does he have to say that every time?
Not if it makes you nervous, Mr. President. Okay, let's go.
Raising a million... No, wait. But it's wrong.
I think we have enough, Mr. President. We're going to play back the tape and see how it sounds with music.
Music?
Right, Mr. President, music. Music can really make a difference, especially when you have a lousy product.
Send her a new portable radio, please. Make it a good one. And don't tell her that it's from. I would rather that she didn't. Just make it anonymous. No. Say that it is from Friends of a Free Cuba. Cuba Libre. Okay. Side one. Day and date. Etc. I'll write the. The prayer, the prologue. Okay.
Everything you do is recorded. You wanted it that way.
Everything's taped.
CL, send in Nixon. Sweetie, sit down, baby. Is he cute? Has a black curly head, devil. Get some of that.
Everything's taped.
CL, send in Nixon. Hello, Nick, sweetie. Sit down, baby. Is he cute? Has a black curly head, devil. Get some of that 12-year-old scotch over here. Little Havana, hey, baby? Sweetie? What's going on here? Don't put me on. Nobody's putting you on, no? How'd you like to go to Lebanon? Why don't you stop? I don't want to go on any more trips. You did great in Caracas. Are you kidding? They hated me there. They spit at me. They hate me. They threw rocks at me. A few squares who didn't dig your rabble rouses. I don't want to go anyway. Create a monster, is that what I did? Boy, I helped capture teeth. I don't want to be ungrateful or anything like that. Just I don't. You know, if I did good in one place, you did good in Biloxi. I don't want to go. Why? They just don't like me. That's all. There's something about my hair, I think. Want me to tell you the truth? What? They liked you at your old lady Pat. That's it. Everybody dug you. It's her. She overdresses. Besides, who brings their wife on a trip? You'll go. You're not even going to fly tourists this time.
these goddamn buttons for the future on the phone conversation. On the phone conversation, I don't think I need this. And you would take the phone thing out then, right? I think in the future, I want to have a thing when I have to record my telephone conversations.
Take it off the phone?
Right. I would just say, mark it and say, for this date, keep the tape. And all the rest you destroy.
Oh, and the phone tapes. In other words, record them all and then destroy them periodically.
Right, right. Because I would just say, this tape, I would like to have recorded. I think that would be worthwhile.
I think I know what is on these tapes from having listened to some, and I can assure you those tapes will prove these things without the tape.
I'm coming to you with this cassette recording to be able to talk to you because of the things that have been going on in my life.
Push on the phone line.
You can't see it. It's just a little wire that goes off.
Oh, so it plugs on there, and then you put this on.
You have to click it in the telephone when you want it to record, and it records, and you turn it off when you don't.
Oh, it does. Well, turn it off.
Well, you have to turn it off.
Well, you... All right, you put it on there, and otherwise I would do it the way I suggested. All right. Now... I'd like for you to take all these tapes, if you wouldn't mind. In other words, yeah. I'd like, there's some material in there that's probably worth keeping.
Yeah.
Most of it's worth destroying. Would you do that?
Could stay as husband and wife.
She'll come across.
kinds of excuses.
You ought to do the same thing.
I can't. I lack adequate intelligence. Now, turning to the Watergate matter. I was hoping that would come up. You, John Mitchell, must take responsibility for those mistakes. I disagree violently. You can be very sure that this conversation was recorded for purposes of blackmail. Anything wrong?
Let's not discuss it any further.
One coffee too many for you. On a health kick. Yeah, trying to lead a middle-aged life. Well, it's either that or drop dead. Wait till you get older than this, and then turn around and tell me I was young for my age. Feels like 1974, waiting for the waves to come and crash on the shore. But you're far inland. You're in funky denim wonderland. You and David Crosby and a bloke with no hand. You've got hair in places. Most people haven't got brains. Yeah. And it feels like 1974. Sid Barrett's last session, he can't sing anymore. He's gonna have to be Roger now for the rest of his life. Ooh. Enough about me, let's talk about you. You were working at the Earth Exchange in Path 22. Rebel, Rebel was your favorite song on the Archway Road, where it all belonged. All those molecules of time she thought she'd shed forever. All those inches of time that she thought she could just say bye-bye, bye-bye, bye-bye. And as Nixon left the White House, you could hear people say they'll never rehabilitate that mother, no way. Goes the helicopter out of my way. I got a president to dump in the void. Ooh. Python's last series and the Guardian said the stench of rotting minds. But what else could you smell back then? You didn't have to inhale too hard. Smell the heads festering in the backyard. There's a baby in a basket and it's taken your name. And one day it'll grow up and say, who are you? Hey. And you say that's where it ended. But I said, no, 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 it just faded away. Was great. Ah, it feels like 1974. Ghastly mellow saxophones all over the floor. Feels like 1974. You could vote for Labour, but you can't anymore. Feels like 1974. Digging Led Zeppelin in Grimsby.
was always hanging round. Moody Richard was the biggest square in town. Moody Richard, he was always on the scene.
Before this came to pass, the Lord God planted a garden east of Whittier, at a place called Yorba Linda. And a child, Richard, there grew to manhood, and he was righteous. And he took to wife the damsel Pat, and she was righteous, and they were righteous together. For they knew not wine nor strong drink, and their status was middle-middle, and they offended not. And the number of their cavities were fewer, and they suffered not irregularity, for they were chosen among all men. And one day a deep sleep fell upon Richard, and there appeared an angel of the Lord, which said unto him, Fear not, O Richard, for yea, though thy beard be black, and thy jowls pendulous, thou art comely, and glory shall one day be thine. Whence came it that young Richard was filled with the Holy Spirit of ambition? For he was a low potential high achiever, and he tried harder than he might be number one. And the elders asked, Who shall be our champion, that we may be saved from the scourge of the new dealers? And they...
Hello? high in the middle and round on both ends. That's how you spell Ohio. Yep, it's a funkin' funny night. Got to get that funk, get it going in your junk. DJ denotes data junkie. What does VJ denote? Who knows? Only your, what was it? Only your something knows for sure. Like, are you a Brett girl or what was that? Only your talent agent knows for sure. Or only your, alright, that was gonna, only your blank, or only, is that the, hair color? Is that hair color? Miss Clairol, only your hairdresser knows for sure. Yeah. HD denotes hair definition. Yeah, so it's is your birthday today or is it Friday or is it? It's tomorrow, right? Fry. That is correct. So it'll happen momentarily. Like when people say, "Hey, I haven't seen you in a minute," and it's been like 3 weeks. Yeah, Saturday. Here's the thing, like,